Right now, though, it's time to turn our attention to a bit of sport. And the streets of Langa played host to the Sporting Chance Sportsman's Warehouse Street Sports Finale on Friday afternoon. Teams from Oceanview, Langa and Khayelitsha participated in cricket, soccer and netball that have been adapted to be played on the streets in areas where there isn't always access to fields and safe sporting facilities. And joining us on air now to tell us more about the event is Sporting Chance Managing Director Brad Bing. Brad, good afternoon. Thanks very much for joining us.
Lovely. Hello, Amy.
Just take us back a little bit and tell us how the street sports tournament began.
Oh, very simply, Amy, that our communities are full of natural talent and flair. And one of the things that I've done through Sporting Chance throughout the years is to be able to put structures in place in order to identify the talent. And often the facilities within the communities aren't what is needed. And so what we do as Sporting Chance is we actually use the road as the facility, and we supply the equipment and the coaching infrastructure and the actual infrastructure to the program, and we just use that to identify natural talent and flair and then keep the kids occupied.
And you've mentioned to me in the past that not only do you get the kids involved in sport, but it's a way of keeping them focused on their academic studies as well.
You know, I tell you what happened initially when we started street sports 32 years ago. Well, we started street sports 15 years ago, but Calypso Cricket was 32 years ago. When we started off Sporting Chance, we wanted to market and promote sport to the greater population of South Africa. That was our first and foremost, our primary focus. And then what we did, Amy, was very simply, was we then created a situation where you use those platforms to identify talent. So your Nono Pongolos and your Themba Bavumas and your Tami Solakeris and your Malusi Sabotos and all those kind of young people, Josh Cullis and Herschel Gibbs, was able to come through a system such as that. And then what we did was, in order to participate in those programs, we made sure that children went to school and actually were focused on their school education, so they couldn't play sport or do phys ed in that school unless they improved the academic results, which you immediately saw. The kids all wanted to be able to play sport because they wanted to be naturally the talent, and they made sure that the academic results improved. And subsequently from there, is our focus has been on changing behavior patterns within the mindset of young children. In other words, we're seeing a very, very strong effect at grassroots level where young people are becoming more and more accountable and responsible for their actions, which I think is absolutely tremendous and shows a good, we've got a good grounding, future grounding for South African young children coming through.
Brad, you mentioned a couple of minutes ago the Calypso Cricket. Obviously, the street sports is just one of the programs that you run. Tell us a little bit more about the Calypso Cricket.
Yeah, the Calypso Cricket is a program that we started 32 years ago with the idea to bring together the respective communities of the Western Cape. And I got hold of a guy called Ezra Kugwe from Langa, and we ran our first one on Sunrise Beach near Muizenberg 32 years ago. And from there, it snowballed every year, Amy, and every year it just gets bigger and better. And once again, we'll be down at Sunrise Beach on Wednesday, which is this Wednesday the 7th, from 9 o'clock. And anyone can come down and join us. We will be expecting a full house coming down. We've got some of the Springbok rugby players coming down. Vernon Philander is coming down. Some of the Protea netball players are coming down just to showcase their interest in these children, you know. So it's another huge day for us, and it's another wonderful way for us to display and showcase the amazing community programs that we put in place.
Brad, your line is a bit... it's breaking up quite a lot, so we didn't hear everything you said there. So just remind listeners, if they would like to get involved in the Calypso Cricket on Wednesday, how to go about doing so?
Yeah, please do. They can go into our website or into our Facebook page, please, which is Sporting Chance. Instagram is on Sporting Chance. And or just email Brad at sportingchance.co.za. We'll gladly set things up for you and come down and join us with the greatest of pleasure. We're expecting a full house, and it's so brilliant. I mean, the kids get fed. The Food Lovers Market is absolutely brilliant. They all get T-shirts, and it's just one hell of a exciting day and a lovely way to finish the year for these children.
That's awesome. I would encourage everyone to go and follow Sporting Chance on Instagram. Thank you very much, Brad Bing, Managing Director of Sporting Chance, just talking to us about the Sportsman's Warehouse Street Sports Program, as well as the Calypso Cricket Initiative.